America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. It's John DuParent from Project Forgive. How are you doing? You are in the right place for the highest level of conversation to feed your soul. American Meditating with Sister Jenna. Stay with us.
Sister Jenna and the American Meditating Radio Show are the key to peace, truth, beauty, and all that is good in the world, which is why I am a confirmed listener. This is Valerie Alexander, author of Happiness as a Second Language.
He went without food, not to lose weight, but to help people lose generations of hate. While many around him rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. When others used religion as an excuse for war, he used it to remind them of love. Mahatma Gandhi made the world a far better place by reaching out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. So, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Welcome, everyone, and this is the America Meditating Radio Show, and I'm your host, Sister Jenna. We're broadcasting from the beautiful Meditation Museum in Tysons Corner, Virginia, where we are so humbled to be able to broadcast this incredible show in such a beautiful space. So we hope that you all will come out here when you're ever in the nation's capital and get your om on, your bliss on, or just your positive, empowered mind on the space definitely offers that. Stay tuned. We're going to have Dr. Sam Collins, who was named one of the top 200 women to impact business and industry, and she's going to be guiding us on her journey of grace. And of course, as we do best here on the America Meditating Radio, is that we do through storytelling inspirational thoughts and ideas with each other. And we are learning to lift ourselves up over and over again as we overcome our own challenges and our own issues. Yes, there are challenges outside of us, but inside we have all the power in our hands to respond at the highest level that we can. You know, it's not always going to turn out exactly the way you thought it. And the pieces that you miss are our opportunities to bring us back to our sanity and our truth and our beauty. And so I just want to remind you of that. Never give up on what's going on around you. Your thoughts could put you back on course in a second. We're always one thought away from changing our destiny. So take this moment and breathe in deeply. Relax yourself, whatever is the issue that is really pressing heavily on your mind. It's no longer that important, not at this time, and not for you. From my Just a Minute meditation CD, let's focus our thoughts. Breathe in.
Focusing my thoughts. Taking just a minute. Sitting quietly, I become aware of my surroundings. I focus on an object in front of me, allowing it to fill my awareness, letting go of any distractions. I hold only the object in my awareness. Even if I'm distracted, I gently return my focus to the object. I identify one quality of that object, I focus on this. I hold this one thought.
Welcome back. That was Lone Space by Bliss, and hope you enjoyed the meditation that we did from the Just a Minute track. The America Meditating Radio is really happy to welcome Dr. Sam Collins. She was named one of the top 200 women to impact business and industry by Her Majesty, the Queen of England, and was quoted as one of the top 10 coaches by the Times. Her PhD explored the future and world of work for women as leaders in the U.S. and the U.K., and she is the author of the best-selling book, Radio Heaven, One Woman's Journey to Grace. Sam is making a difference for women both in and outside of the boardroom, which is why she started Aspire Foundation. This not-for-profit foundation offers pro bono mentoring, fundraising, and campaigning for women in charities, social enterprises, and community projects that are making a difference to women and girls across the globe. Her goal is to positively impact the lives of 1 billion women by 2020. And today we're happy to welcome Dr. Sam Collins. Welcome to the air.
Thank you so much, Sister Jenner. I'm feeling extremely relaxed and chilled after listening to your meditation and the music there. I'm very at peace right now. I love what you're doing here.
I'm so glad you're still awake. Sometimes our guests fall asleep.
Well, maybe they need it. You know, I have to say it was very relaxing, but also very centering. And
yes.
I think that we need that in today's world.
Thank you so much for joining us. You sound like an angel.
Oh, I wish I was.
Oh, come on. You know what? We're all doing stuff to get our angel wings, and you're planning to empower a billion women. You better have some angel wings growing out of your back.
There's definitely something growing out of my back, and I'm hoping it's angel wings. I do feel, though, I know that there is a lot of protection and guidance around me. I'm not always listening to it, but I know it's there.
I know it is. I know it, Sam. Beautiful. So I am so happy to have you, Dr. Sam Collins. And I know that in 2001, which was quite an interesting year, you founded the nonprofit organization Aspire, which is now a globally sought-after organization. I would like our listeners to know more about the mission of the organization and what actually inspired you to get on to such, not only is it a meaningful project, but it's huge.
Thank you. Yeah, I started Aspire when I was about to turn 30 years old, which at the time I thought I was going to be really old, you know, like I need to do something with my life here. And for previous years, I had been somewhat lost. I lost my mother to suicide when I was 21, and I had been trying over those years to really discover what it was I wanted to give to the world and what it was I wanted to do. And I realized that at that point, I wanted to do something that would make a big difference, particularly to women. We do make a difference to women and men, of course, in the work that we do, but our mission is to positively impact the lives of women because we really believe in the rise of the feminine and the potential and capacity of women, particularly, to make a difference. And that this is such a big driver for women across the world. So we provide ways for women to do that. So yeah, it is a big goal, an ambitious one, but I believe in big goals and I believe in accountability and transparency. And when you say we're going to make a difference to 1 billion women and we're on radio shows talking about it, then we better do it, right?
Exactly. And, you know, there's been a lot of conversation about empowering women, especially now. America is possibly preparing for its first female president in history. And there's a shift. What's going on where the conversation, the investment, the drive, and the initiative towards empowering women at this time, why is it seemingly so collective? Any ideas on your part?
Yeah, I think it's always been there, but more as an undercurrent, more underground. I mean, there's always been a women's movement. There's always been a passionate drive towards women's empowerment and equality as we look back through the generations of our mothers and grandmothers and, you know, the work that they have done. done to pave the way for us. It's always been there, yet it's never really been mainstream, I think is perhaps your point. I know that when I started Aspire and my mission was to specialize in working with women, I had a lot of backlash from some of the people most closest to me. Why would you do this? This isn't really going to work. You're going to alienate men. Why just women? And I mean, if I had listened to any of that, I would not be here at this point. So right. it was not popular. It wasn't in the mainstream. And yet I have seen that really change over the past few years. And I think, you know, some of it is the basics of business, where more people, celebrities and more charities and like you say, with a possible female president, we hope, that this brings it into the mainstream media and it becomes an issue. And the more it becomes an issue, the more people talk about it, the more interesting it gets, the more debatey it gets, the more controversial it gets. And that's good because it means that we're talking about it. And not only are we just talking about it, we're actually starting to do something about it. People are starting to get more passionate and in some respects more upset. You know, once you start realizing, oh, I'm not paid the same as my colleague. I never knew that. Right. I never thought about that. That was never in my psyche. But now I know. And once women start to realize and start to know, we start to rise. That's
beautiful, beautiful.
Now.
Beautiful. You know, in a recent article, you wrote that access to technology is a human rights issue for women. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that? Is it because women just aren't getting accessibility to technology as much as men?
Well, there are a few different things. I mean, in the developed world, generally, women have the same amount of access to the internet or phones as laptops, as male counterparts. But still in the developed world, we see less women going into technology industries, really expanding their expertise in technology. We're not seeing as many women in the senior levels of technology companies as perhaps we could. Because when women have access to technology and start to innovate and bring their minds to technology, lots of amazing things start to happen, you know. Because when you start to see in the developing world, it's a different story. You know, you have women have 40% in some places less access to technology. So, you know, and when women do have access to technology, you start to see women, again, raising awareness. You start to see women who are having access to loans and starting their own businesses and communicating with each other and networking. And I think that generally that's a really good thing because you start to see women being empowered across the globe and not being isolated to certain areas of the world. And to see women in emerging countries starting to take more of a leadership position in their local communities, in local government, in their schools, in education, in business, we start to see some of those countries starting to change, and I think that's exciting as well, and for us in the developed world to know that and to have a place in that, and that's part of our Aspire Foundation mentoring program, where our mentors are women and men now actually who work in developed world predominantly, work in business predominantly, who are mentoring women across the globe who are working in not-for-profits to really help them thrive and have that kind of access to skills and also to technology too, you know. Mm-hmm. So, good things happen, I think, when women have access to technology, and we're starting to see that emerge now.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful to hear that. I think a congratulation is at hand on the release of your new book, Radio Heaven, One Woman's Journey to Grace. Yay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Nothing more relieving than finishing a book. And then you've got the next stage, the tour of the book. So I know what that feels like. You've got to tell us a little bit about the book, though, and the significance of the title. Why did you choose to write that?
I had always wanted to write a book for the longest time, and also many people were telling me, you really should write a book, you have so many great stories. And I was in the normal, you know, very usual excuse of I'm not a very good writer, and also I don't have the time, I'm not a very good writer. Yeah, it kind of goes round and round in my head. And I was actually introduced to a friend of mine who's written seven books. I don't how did you write 7 books? Like, where do you do this, you know? And she said, you know what, Sam? She said, you know, let it flow. Come and talk to us. She said, if we can, she said, you come into our studio. She said, we'll video and record you speaking. And she said, that will help you get started. So that's how I got started on writing the book, because the thought of sort of sitting down in front of a blank piece of paper was so daunting to me. And I found myself writing about my life and things that had happened in my life and some of the dark moments and some of the light ones, and really thinking about what I had learned along the way and what I wanted to share, those life lessons. So it became a sort of merging of a biography and a personal development book all at the same time, which completely confused most publishers for the longest time, I have to say. And I realized that, you know, we were looking at this book and saying, what are we going to call this book? You know, the top 10 tips for achieving this in your life or something. Like, God, no, that's not going to work for me. And then I was remembering, you know, the overall theme for me was about listening to the signs, trusting my intuition, really tuning into what's going on around me, but also what's going on in my own mind and trying to help those two things fit. And I remembered driving in the car with my mom, and she wasn't a great driver, you know, but she used to love listening to the radio while she was driving. And sometimes when we were driving together and a song would come on the radio and she would turn it out really loud. I remember ABBA, Dancing Queen, and she'd be like, Dancing Queen, and, you know, she wasn't a great singer either. And then the song would finish and she would say always, Radio Heaven song, Sam. And I said, what is that? What do you mean? And she said, you know what, Sam? She said, when people die, she said, sometimes the only way they can communicate with you is through the radio, so they send a song for you to listen to. She said, and I needed to listen to some ABBA, Dancing Queen today. She said, that was probably my mum sending me that song. And I thought, what a great way of realizing that we are protected, we are guided, we do have our loved ones with us, and sometimes we can listen to them through the radio. And do you ever find that? Have you ever been listening to this is the perfect song for me today, you know? Yeah, I really need to hear that today. And so I named the book Radio Heaven because it just seemed really apt. Of course, so many people say, what on earth does this mean? And then when I explained, oh, okay, that makes sense. Tuning into heaven.
That is beautiful. I believe in radio. I'm a strong advocate for radio. It's, to me, the way home. That was so cute. What's the most important life lesson that you've learned, Dr. Collins? What's been amplifying for you lately?
Oh, that's such a great question, because I have had such a tough few months. Well, One Woman's Journey to Grace, which is the subtitle of Radio Heaven, my book, follows my story of adopting a little girl called Grace from the Democratic Republic of Congo in Central Africa, somewhere I have some affiliations with. And it's not only her name, Grace, the actual person, the adoption of her, but my learnings about Grace, you know, that feeling of serenity and peace and patience. And so I start Radio Heaven with talking about the fact that we decided to adopt, and I finish Radio Heaven, my book, with we found out who she is and we're going to adopt her. The thing what I didn't realize after I'd finished the book is that it would take me 3 years to adopt Grace. Pretty horrendous 3 years in many ways, and an excruciatingly painful time of waiting for her, going out to visit her, and lots of every hurdle that there possibly could be coming in the way, so much so that I questioned my faith, I questioned any kind of personal development stuff I'd ever done, and I went into a dark hole of this stuff doesn't work, forget it. Yet, 4 weeks ago, she arrived at my door, and it has been the most difficult and wonderful 4 weeks of my life, because not only has my faith restored, because I realize sometimes you have to go to a dark hole to come up the other side, and all of it is, well, you know, all the things we talk about, patience, resilience, is all going to work out, have faith, you know, all that stuff tested absolutely tested in me. But I realized that it does work, even in the most difficult of times. And she's here. This is, you know, added to our already crazy, loud household.
And you know what? I have a funny suspicion after this interview, it might become more peaceful.
Yeah, I mean, the last week with her particularly has been so beautiful, so idyllic.
Mm-hmm.
She really is. Mm-hmm. She really is something. And she's funny and smart. And her two new brothers are teaching her English in their own, you know, their own language, kid language.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Cool.
I get that tremendously.
It's all going good.
Mr. Collins, you've got to keep up with this good work, and if you're ever in the nation's capital, you must present something at our museum. We would love to support the work that you're doing.
Goodness, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Before I let you go, please leave me with one of your favorite life quotes and a website that our listeners can get in touch with you.
A website that you can get in touch with me is aspirewomen.com, which also has details of our foundation and not-for-profit work and everything that we do, so www.aspirewomen.com. And I guess one of my quotes, the one that's just come to me is, I don't know exactly who said it, do it and then ask for forgiveness later.
Yeah, I've heard that one before too. Yeah, that one could get me into trouble though.
Well, I think, you know, the more women that are getting into trouble and going off and doing things that perhaps, you know, I think we have to wait for permission. We don't always have to wait for permission. And maybe even more amazing things would happen in the world if we didn't wait for permission.
There you go. Dr. Sam Collins, thank you for your lovely heart, your beautiful spirit, and your service to humanity. All the very best.
And to you. Thank you so much, Sister Jenna. Bye-bye.
So as Dr. Sam Collins has challenged us, it's time for us to help women to really empower their lives and get them going. So please contact her at aspirefoundation.org or drsamcollins.com. Remember, as I end the show every day, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same. So let's continue to do that, all right? Take care, everyone, and thank you for joining us. We really appreciate your support, love, and care. I'm going to end today's conversation with Message Home by Lucinda.
The lies of these wise men tell, lost in